Okay, Siman Shin Yud Tet Si'if Yud Aleph. Okay, I just want to point out from yesterday, just a general rule is that it seems to be almost, it could be, we'll see if it's 100%, but anything that's Derech Achila, and it's the only way, and always done this way, while you're eating, or just before you're eating, then as a general rule, that's mutar. It's mutar if it's derech achila, and that's pretty much the only way to do it. We call it basically removing the klipa. It's derech achila becomes mutar. It's not called derech borer. Something else to point out, it's related to yud, si'if yud, is that you can look at it yourself, inside, the Magen Avraham, the Aruch HaShulchan, pretty much the Taz and the Be'er Heitev, they all more or less say the same thing. Obviously, everyone has a little bit different wording. But anything that is drinkable, you're allowed to filter it. Even if it's one of them says it has to be Rov B'nei Adam, perhaps they all agree, perhaps not, but it's anything that you could drink as is, even though you'd rather it be filtered, then as long as it's drinkable, you're allowed to drink it. Some of them, even if there's little pieces in there, that you could still drink it. You can blow it to the side, drink half of it, then it's okay. According to this, even if you have a fly floating on the top, I think we're going to get a similar halach as well. Even if you have a fly floating on the top, since you could drink most of it, or half of it, without the fly getting in your way too much, they say also you're allowed to filter it away. Generally, the recommended way, when I see this, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to get rid of the fly, and that's the general recommended way, although you'll see it's a machloket, is if you're going to get rid of the fly, make sure you take some liquid with it. Because if you just fish out only the fly with none of the liquid, or if it's on food, none of the food with it, then it could be aser. But you see also, if there's layers of food on food on food, we also, the poskim say, you're allowed to take away the top layer and then get to the bottom layer. You don't like pull out the one in the middle necessarily, but you most would say, even the Mishnah Berurah says, you just take off the top layers and then you get to the layer that you want and then you can eat it. So, different points here and there, different postgame, it does make it a little bit confusing. I don't know if that's ever going to, if that's avoidable. Let's continue a little bit more and then we'll see. Okay, we'll see more things as we go along. So, Yud Aleph. כשמסננין היין בסודר צריך ליזהר שלא יעשה גומה לקבל היין משום שינוי. So we learned any wine that's clear, and even if it's not clear, but it's drinkable, you know you're going to filter it to make it a little bit more clear because you'd rather it be that way. But so you are filtering, but it's completely drinkable. It's 100% mutter. That's what we read in Si'if Aleph. So we're continuing that. And if you're going to put it through a cloth, so this comes from the Gemara. It says you have to make some kind of a shinui if you're going to put a cloth over a bucket or a cup and allow the liquid to go through, then you should just drape your filter, the cloth, right over the bucket, basically flat, and not create where you have this dip or groove in the middle to make it easier or to pour into. So the reason is because of uvdin dechol. Because you could do it when it's flat, you could do it with this groove, and this groove is an extra added step that's not necessary, and so it's uvdin dechol, and therefore it's Kumar says you should make a shinui, otherwise it's aser uvdin dechol. Now, I will just point out, the Mishnah Berurah says, the only time you have to not make this groove, it's a chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sure not everyone agrees. It's not brought down in the poskim and the Gemara anywhere. He says, if it's completely clear and it's accomplishing really nothing to the naked eye, then you can even make this groove. Right, just point out. But Okay, based on the din of the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara, you would think you're never allowed to make any kind of a groove. Yud bet. Kol makom shem mutar l'sanen yayin b'sudar. Anytime you're allowed to pour into the sudar to filter, right, which we just learned could be quite often. So then, mutar l'saneno b'kfifa mitzrit peyush kupa shosi min ha'gomel min ha'arava. Basically, some kind of a reed basket that was used for sorting. Even though it was used for sorting, you're allowed to lechatchila. You're allowed to take a regular standard kli miyuchad, a regular filter, for any kind of a liquid that you would drink as is. V'izaher shelo yagbia hakafifa mishuli hakli tefach mishum shinui. Again, here's another example. And the Gemara says, okay, you're allowed to use it, but you shouldn't do this extra action that's not necessary because we don't want you. We want there to be a shinui. If you could have a shinui, you should do a shinui. If you can't do a shinui, then you don't need to. Let's see, I don't know if it was the best place to bring it in, but I just wanted to point out, if we didn't speak about it, using slotted spoons on Shabbos to pick out what you want from a liquid happens to be a machloket. Probably the majority would say that's considered a kli miyuchad. Again, it is a machloket, but many do consider that a kli miyuchad, because it's slotted to drain out all the liquid and only take out what you want, the solid. So some say you're not allowed to do that.
A regular spoon
that has slots. Many times they have, when you buy a set of dishes, there's a big, large, regular spoon with no holes. And that's, for serving or, and then they also come with one spoon that has holes or slots in there, holes. So the liquid goes out to strain it out. So since that's the purpose of it, so some say that that's aser. Some say it's really a serving spoon, it's not really a borer. And generally speaking, there's always some liquid left on those spoons also, so they are somewhere mako. Also, just to point out, a peeler to peel vegetables. So I think we mentioned briefly that if it's something that's always eaten with the peels, every or most say it's 100% mutter to peel the peel of that item with the regular peeler. But if it's something that's not always, that's not edible, the outside is not edible and you have to peel it, mango. I think they say many say carrots are okay, although that's, I'm sure, debatable. Anyway, the mango is the only thing that comes to mind right now. Obviously, there's other things that if you're using a peeler for it, so some say that's a kli miyuchad, and that's aser. I think that's probably the majority of the opinions, certainly to be machmer. There are some who say, no, you're allowed to. It's no different than using a knife, just has a fancy name for it. And often, some of the inside, if not always, comes off. Generally, part of the good part comes along with the peel. So you're actually removing some of the ochel with the psolet. So there are definitely some who are mako. Although some say, what do you mean? That's so negligible, you can't even count that. So anyways, different sides. I think we should continue. Let's see. Right. Okay, so the main thing just to point out was just for completeness, the kfifa hamitzrit, the sifter, the main issue of lifting it up, Shulchan Aruch says, is because of shinoi, but there is some Rishonim who say that it's referring, the issue is ohel. When you lift it up above a tefach, that's why a tefach is the part, is the determining part. Okay, Yud Gimel. Kli shemearin perush shemerikin bo yain meachavit lo yitain b'fiv kashin v'keisamin b'chazaka she'en lecha mesanenet gedola mizo. So you have some kind of a pitcher or any kind of a barrel and it has its spout to pour out. So you're not allowed to put a filter there in order to make it into a filter. That's what a filter is. That's what borer is. So the example he says here is you might think, you can put some kind of reeds or, I don't know, not rocks, some kind of straw or twigs, right? I don't know, toothpicks, whatever it is, and stuff it there hard so it's not going to fall out and move. So then he says, you can't do that either because that's a filter. You know, it could be a proper filter you buy from the store or a filter that you make and it's going to stay there and not come loose. So then he says that's also another example of a... you're making a kli, right? It's permanent. You're putting it there. The question is how permanent, and okay, but if it's put there strong and it's not likely to come out, so then that's asur. Your dollar. Mutar le'arot benachat mikli lechavero. This is going to be interesting. You have two cups, and one cup, I mean, as an example to explain it, you have basically two cups, and in one of it you have a mixture of items floating around with the liquid. And what you want to do is pour from one cup to another, or slowly, or figure out how to do it so that you're only pouring the liquid, or you're slowly pouring from one cup and only the liquid's coming out. And I guess most of the stuff that you don't want sinks a little bit. If you stir it, it'll move around. But basically, it's mainly sinks towards the bottom. So when you're pouring it, you're able to pour from one liquid, just the liquid out of the one cup into the other cup. So you're allowed to do that. You're separating most of the liquid, and that's okay. Ubilvad shizeher kashi pasek a kiluach umatchilin lerot nitzatzot ktanot v'hanishofot ba'achronam b'toch ha'psolet. But when you get down to the very end, and now and there's only going to be drops left coming out, yafsik, you have to stop. V'nichem im ha'shmarim. You have to stop before you get rid of all the liquid. You want to make sure there's some liquid left with the shmarim. That's the typical case. You have wine with the dregs on the bottom. She'im lo yaseh kein, is if you go all the way to the end and you're going to basically get all the liquid and nothing but the shmarim. Hani anitzatzot muchei shehu borer. So when you're dripping the last bits and you're making sure only the liquid comes out without the shmarim or the dregs or whatever's on the bottom, so then it's muchach that it's borer. Okay, so then that's what's asur. Question. You're borer all the liquid from the shmarim.
But the liquid is what you want. You're there with your hand.
So if it's done immediately to drink, so then it's okay.
We're talking about a case that...
It's not immediate, exactly. What you just said is that's, I believe, what the Mishnah Berurah points out. But yeah, I mean, you don't need the Mishnah Berurah to point it out, but yeah, exactly. If that's right before you have, then that's ochel mitoch ha'psolet. And it's miyad. Mutar lehagbia chavit al eze davar kdei shekalech menu hayayin hitev. And you can also lift up a barrel in order to make it flow out easier and better. Another, it's just a continuation, really, not really adding so much, as far as I know. Okay. All right, just making it easier to get more of the separation. Okay, now here, the Mishnah Berurah points out, though, but to remove the dregs from the top, or if you have shuman coming to the top, so generally many say the same thing. Let's say you have soup, bowl, pot of soup, and all of the bad comes to the top, or you have a layer of fat, or I don't know, what kind of foam, whatever, I forget what they call it, schmaltz, or whatever it is, it comes to the top, and you want to remove it. So if you want to take a spoon to spoon out all of the stuff from the top, so... many say that's aser. Probably all say it's aser if you have parts of it floating around, but then it looks like you have pieces of a mixture floating around from the top of the soup, and then you're going after those pieces to take them out. But if you have a full layer, some are actually mekel. They say it's like a klipa, and there's no, that's the derech. You can't get to the inside without removing the top layer. But anyways, the generally accepted opinion, or to be safe, is you always remove some of the soup, and it's almost subsequentia, you will remove. I mean, it depends how you do it. But it's very easy to remove a little bit of the soup with this part. So if you're doing that on Shabbos, if you get to do it before Shabbos, that's the way to do it. Just take out a little bit. Otherwise, you can have a real issue with borer. The Rabbanan, but still. Okay. We'll mention right now... just to point out, when you have very large mixtures, okay, this is brought down in different svarim, when you have a very large items inside a liquid, so there is a question if you call that a mixture at all. Some are mako. If you have a huge chunk of chicken, a large piece of chicken, maybe some would say even a matzo ball, maybe, if you have, that's not considered a mixture. So there are some who are makel by that, who will actually just take that right out of the soup. that it's not considered a mixture, so it's not borer. Borer is only if you already have a mixture. But the safe way to cover your bases, and many say it is usur, but just to take out an item with a little bit of soup, just a little bit of liquid, and then you're safe. Tea bags. So most would say you could take a tea bag out of a teacup. You have actually, I don't know if we spoke about it, but let's say you're making tea on Shabbos and you're using a tea bag, right? Assuming we're avoiding all the issues of Bishul. It's in your cup, you want to drink it. Can you remove that tea bag away? So some say you're not allowed to. That's borer. Most say you are allowed to because you don't consider the tea bag a mixture into your cup. But that is a question. Some say you should take it out with a spoon and a little bit of your water should come out with it. Again, similar idea. Again, I don't know if we mentioned it, so just really bekitzer nimratz. When it comes to Bishul, so I know we mentioned by tea, or is a cliche ni mevashel, can a second cup, right? You pour from the hot water urn, and now you have another cup on the counter. So does that cook? So the general opinion by Sfardim is cliche ni is not mevashel, unless you know it is. And Ashkenazim in general are machmer and say, no, a cliche ni is mevashel, unless you know it doesn't cook. So that's why generally Ashkenazim will not put a tea bag even in a klisheni. Most, not everyone, most will put it into a klishlishi. But anyways, some are mekel, and some, as another snif lakula, would consider the outer bag of a tea bag as a second kli kilo, because it's the water has to go through, and it's. Anyway, so that's just, and the best way to make it is obviously if you make it before Shabbos and then you add to it with the klisheni. Okay, kli rishon could be an issue of bishul achar bishul. Okay, so that was just, here, one other thing. When you have a teapot, for example, and you want to pour, let's say some people, they have a proper teapot. You can make it Erev Shabbos or Shabbos, and at the spout of the teapot, there's a little filter. It's like a little screen there, and you have your floating tea leaves in there, little tea leaves floating around. Can you use that? So this is very nogeya to here. So it seems from here that it's probably usur to take your teapot and pour it out completely where you're going to have nothing left but the tea leaves. So as long as you still have some water in there and it's not completely empty, so then that for sure be mutter. You see beferush over here, 100% mutter. But you should not empty out that teapot and using that filter screen by the spout. It would seem probably that would be usur according to the Mishnah Berurah, and according to Rav Avad Yosef also advises not to completely empty out your liquid, otherwise you have a problem. I'll just point out, Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish say maybe it's mutter. It's quoted in the Shomer Shabbos Kilchasa. It could be that it's mutter even to the very end because this is derech achila and you're doing it as you're about to be drinking. So again, how far, and it's always going to be a question, where do you call things derech breira and derech achila? Okay, tet vav. Here's an interesting kula for actually doing real filtering, where it's mutter. Here, you have a filter for mustard seeds. And there's, back then, they felt, I don't know if it was for taste or for looks, but they wanted the mustard seeds to look more yellow. Just like nowadays, sometimes we color our food a little bit. Or it's grown or manufactured or adulterated in order just to have the better look. So here they wanted the mustard seeds to be more yellow. So what did they do? You needed to filter out the mustard seeds from the no good stuff. So you put it through a filter. All the mustard would go to the bottom. So on Shabbos, you're allowed to break an egg and put it on the top to have the yellow yolk drip down. Apparently it drips easier than the clearish whitish part. So you have the yellow part dripping through, the clear part stays at the top, Afal pisha chelmon, that's the white part. Yored, no, chelmon is the yellow part. Yored lamata ima chardal, and that goes down. The chelbon and the clear part nishar lamala, it stays on the top. So you're completely separating your egg, and that's mutter. Why? Because the it's all considered food. It's all edible, and it's not for the purpose of separating the food because you only want to eat the food. If you are separating it to eat because you only want to eat the yolk or the clear part, so that's what's aser. But if your purpose is for dyeing, it's just to give color, but you consider the whole thing food, so then for you the whole thing is considered min echad. It's one item. It's not a mixture, and it's not a problem. Ted Zayin. Tet Zayin, Mayim Sheyesh Behem Tola'im. If you have water that's mixed with worms, so and it's not drink. If it'd be drinkable with the worms, even though you wouldn't like it so much, then you're allowed to use a proper filter. But here the case is it's got worms and you can't. It's not drinkable. So what happens? Mutar lishtot. So a regular filter to do it before you drink, that's not allowed. But Mutar lishtota na'idei mapa b'shabbat. You're allowed to drink it using a cloth filter. D'lo shayach borer u'mishamer ela b'mitakin ha'inyan kodem achila o shtia. It's only aser if you do it ahead of time. But if you're doing it while you're drinking, avol im bishat shtiat me'akevet ha'psolet shelo yikanes ha'toch piv, but you're doing it as it... So, again, it depends how you understand it. Simply, it's basically, it's by your mouth. And if you're filtering it right by your mouth, and it's all one flow, it's all one action, that's called derech shtia, and it's not a problem. Ein ze me'ein malacha. This is not like a malacha, and it's mutter. If you could do it like we mentioned in the teapot, that's debatable. Definitely questionable. What was that?
You're using a utensil to separate.
In this case... you're putting the mapa. I think it's covering your mouth, or it's in the air, and then it's going to flow into your mouth.
Between your mouth and the liquid.
All right. So then that's for sure okay.
Yeah.
But to do that into a cup and then drink from the cup, I think that's the machloket. If you're allowed to, if that's okay or not.
If it's derech shtia,
that's what's permitted. The question is, how far do you take it? So if it's going, but if it's going straight into your mouth, for sure that's okay. That everybody agrees is okay. Okay. And of course, we're assuming there's no issues of libun, which we briefly mentioned yesterday, of cleaning your clothing.
Libun in this case?
Libun, because if it's a white cloth and... just want to make sure we don't want you to be doing kibbutz, laundry with the white, if you're using a mapa that's white, so that could be a problem of cleaning the separate issue. But as far as borer, that's not borer. Okay, Yud Zayin. Hamechabetz perush, shmotzi chema min achalav, toledes borer hu. So, if anytime you're gathering, you're congealing and gathering something in a liquid, that's called mechabetz. And to do that, if you it is borer, to take it out, if you created butter inside a liquid, what was milk, and now to pull it out, that would be borer. Okay, the only time you can do that is if it's right, if that's derech achila, but if you're doing ahead of time, that would be aser, right? Okay. This is where the Mishnah Berurah mentions a part about skimming from the top of the soup would be a problem. Mm-hmm. Right, so this is mutter if it's done right before you eat. So if you have a container, it was asked earlier, let's say cheese is sitting in a liquid. So if you're doing it right before you eat, for sure that's not a problem. Lefichach, afal pishnadim shum shemin, even though this is a food dish, apparently, you put sesame, gozim lidvash, or and nuts into honey, so then lo yechabtzem biyado. You can't gather it with your hand in order to take it out, because what you're doing is you're borer the top from the rest. So that's talking about if you're to do this and save it for later. But if you're doing it right now, you're doing it now in order to eat right now, then that's derech achila, and that's mutter. Okay, interesting haga. Harokek baruach b'shabes v'haruach mefazer harok. If you're going to spit into the air, into the sky, whatever, and it's going to, there's wind, and it's going to blow your spit even further, so then chayav mishum zara. You're chayav mishum zara. But basically, all the poskim say they don't understand how that could be zora. Zora, by definition, what is it? You throw up the chaff or the kernels that have that some of the chaff still combined with it. You throw it up in the air so that the air blows away the chaff, the bad parts, and then the kernels that you want falls back down. So the only time you have zora is if you're throwing something into the air and it's causing a separation. But any time you want to throw something, spit something, blow something in the air, it's never going to be a problem. I mean, just avoid issues of carrying, dalet amos, or from a different rishus. But otherwise, when it comes to bora and zora, it's never going to be a problem.
So here, why are you separating?
No, there's nothing you're separating. So that's why it's 100% mutter. The poskim say that... The poskim don't understand or agree with the Rama, so it's based on a Maharil, based on a Yerushalmi. But if you, I forget exactly, but if you read the Yerushalmi, there's different ways to understand what the Yerushalmi is talking about. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so I think we will. I think we're done. Yeah, we'll start Schita tomorrow.
Sure.